Times occur in history when major changes resonate for generations, if not centuries. The 18th century Industrial Revolution transformed nations from agrarian to industrial societies. The 19th century was the age of tools and machines, railroads, telephones, dynamite, and plastics. The 20th century brought us the automobile, vaccines, agricultural fertilizers, the atomic age, and space exploration. Today's century may become the most glorious if we can avert a universal environmental calamity. In the face of this, America has elected a climate-deaf president who promises to single-handedly make America great again by redirecting the principal sources of U.S. federal revenues from taxes on personal and corporate incomes to imposing tariffs on offshore country imports. More importantly, control of these funds will now shift from the legislative branch to the office of the president. With this comes the intentional presidential power to dictatorially intervene in the American economy, including imposing a major influence on who lives and works from where and for whom. Mr. Trump's move to have the White House assume absolute control of his country's manifest destiny may be modified in 4 years' time, but dismantling U.S. tariff barriers may well prove just as chaotic as putting them in place. In response, Canada will now move away from having become an American economic and military protectorate. At the same time, doing this by a precipitant walking away from the U.S. would carry serious Canada-wide consequences. Not the least of these is economic, as 73%, $416 billion USD, of our annual global exports, $561 billion USD, go to the U.S. China is next at 5%, $28 billion USD. That does not mean that we should abandon using our sharp elbows in negotiations. Our gross domestic product, the annual value of all goods and services produced in Canada, is $2.29 trillion USD. In other words, 82% of our national wealth is generated from domestic activity and from non-USA export trading sources. We would survive. Furthermore, we are not naive in international trading. As the world's 10th largest exporter, we presently account for 23% of the global market share in petroleum products, 4% of the gold market, and rank 5th in agricultural commodity exports. We can competently compete with the USA for exports where the rest of the world raises tariffs on USA products in retaliation for Trump's global trade war. Eliminating our own interprovincial tariff barriers will add at least 3% to our domestic GDP. That does not mean we are in smooth waters. Our 10% global market share of the automotive industry is under attack. Given the dishonesty of the Trump presidency, it would seem timely to redirect our automotive manufacturing sector to Asia-based EV partnerships and European NATO-oriented military equipment production. Actively encouraging the BRICS Group and its allies, exclusive of Putin, as major trading partners is important. Kananaskis helped. Good on ya, Prime Minister. Now on to NATO and the European Union.